Have you ever caught yourself rehearsing a conversation in your mind, carefully editing what you'll say to avoid disappointing someone? Or felt your stomach drop when a text goes unanswered, immediately wondering what you did wrong? This exhausting mental gymnastics isn't just anxiety, it's approval addiction, and it's quietly stealing the lives of millions who don't even realize they're trapped. The condition reveals itself in small, everyday moments. The friend who can't say no to requests even when overwhelmed, the employee who stays silent when treated unfairly, the parent who sacrifices their own well-being trying to make everyone happy. At its core, approval addiction is the abnormal concern about others' opinions that leads us to compromise our values and conscience the moment validation is withdrawn. Like any addiction, it offers temporary relief from pain, the discomfort of feeling rejected, unworthy, or alone, but demands increasingly higher doses to maintain the same effect. Security is what everyone needs to think and live healthily. When truly secure, we approve of ourselves and carry confidence that doesn't evaporate when someone frowns or criticizes. This isn't arrogance, it's the stable foundation that allows us to reach our full potential without constantly checking whether others approve of our direction. Breaking free begins with understanding who we are beyond other people's opinions, a journey that requires confronting uncomfortable truths about where our sense of worth actually comes from. Fear drives approval addiction more than we realize. The deepest terror isn't physical harm, but being fundamentally unacceptable to others, ourselves, or God. If you've known impossible to please people, you might project this onto everyone, believing you must perform flawlessly to earn love. This creates an exhausting cycle, fixating on mistakes, volunteering for everything, responding instantly, apologizing reflexively, yet still feeling inadequate. The cruel irony, this desperate striving repels the very people you're trying to please, who sense your inauthenticity and pull away. What actually matters isn't perfect behavior, but authentic desire. When asked what works to do, Jesus said believing in him was the work required. We're called believers, not achievers, a distinction that revolutionizes everything. Your heart's direction matters more than perfect navigation. Fear becomes self-fulfilling. Believing you're unacceptable, you unconsciously create situations proving it. But here's the liberating truth. Mistakes have value. They're messages and keys to growth. No matter how crumpled you feel, you never lose your fundamental value. Understanding your identity changes everything. Though we have no inherent value in ourselves, in Christ, we partake of everything he earned as joint heirs. This isn't abstract theology. It's the difference between spending your life trying to become acceptable versus recognizing you already are. Consider pennies sealed in a jar underwater. They don't get wet because the jar protects them. Similarly, when we are in him, we share his standing through faith, not merit. We exist in two realms simultaneously, physically navigating earth's challenges while spiritually seated with Christ in heavenly places. Righteousness isn't about perfection. It's about believing Jesus became sin for us, making us right with God. When you truly know you're righteous because of what's been done for you, doing right becomes natural. An apple tree doesn't strain to produce apples. It simply expresses its nature. To overcome approval addiction, we must become spiritually comfortable. Just as ill-fitting shoes cause pain with every step, trying to be something we're not creates constant discomfort. This comfort comes from freely admitting our neediness and dependence, which paradoxically creates the strength to stand secure. Your beliefs about yourself shape your behavior. If you believe you need others' approval to be happy, you'll never find it. Someone will always disapprove. If you believe you must be perfect to be acceptable, you'll exhaust yourself with self-criticism that never brings peace. Many people defeat themselves through negative self-talk. Coming from backgrounds where love was conditional, they become approval addicts who let others control them, saying what people want to hear rather than following their hearts. We must speak victoriously, declaring by faith what truth says about us. Religious environments sometimes emphasize doctrine without delivering actual freedom. Many believers pray filled with guilt, making their prayers weak. True spirituality means seeing ourselves in Christ, believing that through grace we've been given standing we can never earn. The enemy reminds us daily of past mistakes, but dwelling on failures weakens us, while meditating on grace strengthens us. When you stumble, admit it, ask forgiveness, and move forward. Don't dwell on problems, connect with the one who strengthens you. Being a person of faith means knowing where to turn when you fall. Your self-image shapes everything. Many people unknowingly dislike themselves, driving insecurity and the need to prove worth through achievement. We compete to be first or best, deriving value from what we do rather than who we are. Positions and power can't fix internal problems. Pursuing roles through people-pleasing creates phony relationships requiring constant manipulation. The position never provides the security sought because the real need is unconditional love, not conditional approval. Until we accept ourselves, external validation remains an addiction, temporarily satisfying but always demanding more. Don't define yourself by your failures. Nobody excels at everything. Finding your purpose often requires trying different paths through elimination. Being rejected from one role doesn't make you a reject. It may simply mean that path wasn't your calling. Like the potter who remakes his marred vessel, grace offers a fresh start. Your troubled past doesn't limit your future. Basing self-worth on others' approval creates exhausting addiction. We scramble to please everyone, yet one critical look shatters our confidence. This quest is futile. Someone will always disapprove. Anyone pursuing meaningful goals must accept disapproval. The need for popularity will steal your destiny. Jesus prioritized authentic living over public opinion. We cannot always please both God and people. Sometimes we must choose. Approval addicts frequently burn out from overcommitment. They say yes from fear, not conviction, leading to resentment and depletion. Healthy living requires boundaries. Even Jesus rested and withdrew from crowds. We must learn to decline without fearing abandonment. If a relationship ends over boundaries, it wasn't genuine. Breaking people-pleasing patterns demands courage. When confronting controllers, explain you've wrongly deferred to them due to insecurity. Each surrender strengthens both your addiction and their power. You can starve an addiction by refusing to feed it. Though initially painful, resistance becomes easier with practice. Emotional pain from abuse, rejection, and betrayal cuts deeper than physical pain. While medication eases physical suffering, emotional wounds remain harder to treat and often hidden. Yet healing is possible. The root cause of approval addiction is usually emotional wounding, and addressing these wounds brings freedom. Breaking free requires making right choices while still hurting. When someone hurts us and we remain bitter, they continue hurting us through that bitterness. Forgiveness liberates us from this ongoing damage. Your painful past qualifies you to help others through similar difficulties. Your messes can become your ministry. Your experiences make you a specialist in overcoming shame, fear, and anger. If you want approval, give approval to others. Make people feel valued and loved. Don't wait to feel like helping others. Just start. What you make happen for others will happen for you.